The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, it's day 12 of the Riyad Boushakar trial, and our courts correspondent Frank Graney is with us to bring us up to speed with everything that has been happening. And Frank, Riyad Boushakar's final Garda interview was played for the jurors yesterday. And during that, it was put to him that not only was he thinking straight when he attacked the children, but that it was a planned attack. What did he have to say in the interview in relation to that?
He said it was wrong, and he insisted, not for the first time, that he wasn't in his right mind that day. During this seventh and final interview, he was shown more CCTV footage, including some clips of him in a laneway behind a school. And the detectives claimed in that clip he was looking for directions to the school. Mr. Boushakar said he wasn't sure about that. He was then shown another clip from Parnell Square East, where the alleged attack took place on the afternoon of the 23rd of November back in 2023. And in it, he's told school children are seen walking away. These children are older than the children he is alleged to have attacked. Riyad Boushakar is shown this clip. He identifies himself in it and says that he was about to do something. And when asked what he was about to do, he replied, "It looks like I am exhausted." One of the detectives who was questioning him, a detective Garda, Gary Moran, then put it to him that he was watching those older children, that he was about to attack them, but that he decided not to. Mr. Boushakar said he saw someone who was not in the right state of mind. For 140 years, he said, "I did not have a cent. How am I supposed to live?" Again, he told the detectives that he was sick. It was put to him that he thought about attacking those children, but believed it was too risky because they were older and they were in the presence of adults. And it was put to him that he showed rational thinking in that moment, that he was thinking straight, that the attack, as you say, Claire, was planned, that he sought out the school, even dropping a pin for it on his phone. It was put to him that he waited in the area for 37 minutes before attacking the small children, that he showed patience. Riyad Boushakar said that was not correct. And again, he insisted he wasn't in the right state of mind.
Now, he was also informed, wasn't he, of the injury suffered by the most seriously wounded child and the childcare worker that he's alleged to have stabbed. How did he react when those injuries were put to him?
Yeah, and just to put that into context, all that came from Detective Moran as he was challenging Riyad Boushakar on his repeated claims that the children are okay. Throughout earlier interviews, Mr. Boushakar repeatedly expressed his relief and gratitude that they were okay, that nobody had died, that there were no fatalities. However, the detective during this final interview told him that he was wrong to say that the children are okay. He said the full effects of the incident will live with them forever. And he also said not to bother thanking God that they're alive. He was told to thank Leanne Flynn for that. Leanne Flynn is the childcare worker that Mr. Boushakar is accused of stabbing as she tried to protect the children that she was minding that day. She has already given evidence before this trial. And Mr. Boushakar said, "It looks like my mind flew away." It was then put to him that he knew exactly what he was doing, because when Ms. Flynn tried to stop him, he stabbed her to get at the children. He was told she was still in hospital recovering from her injuries. Riyad Boushakar was arrested and questioned a number of weeks after the alleged attack. And to that he replied, "They told me I was in the hospital." The Garda then brought his attention to the most seriously injured girl. She was 5 years of age. He told Mr. Boushakar that he had stabbed her in the chest. Mr. Boushakar said he had no memory of that. He was shown a picture of this girl collapsed on the ground. He was told that she was clinically dead in that picture. And Mr. Boushakar responded, but his interpreter said he didn't understand his reply. He then went on to say, "I am a believer. I do not hurt people. I would not harm anyone."
Now, some forensic evidence, Frank, in relation to a knife which was found near the scene of the attack, that was also shared with him during that interview. What did that reveal?
Yeah, this was shown to him in the interview room. He was told it was the knife that inflicted the injuries on all those children. And Mr. Boushakar was told it had been analysed, that his DNA was found on the handle, and the blood of the most seriously injured girl, that five-year-old girl, was also on it. Again, he said he wasn't in his right state of mind. That was again challenged before this final interview came to an end. It was put to him that he was acting rationally that day, that he found the school himself, that he spoke rationally with people en route. He asked questions. He interacted with many people. He was accused of having the instinct not to attack bigger people who could defend themselves, that he went for the smallest children he could find, and that when Leanne Flynn intervened, he was accused of stabbing her and going back at the children again. It was put to him that he demonstrated his full mind, that he had his full mind, And again, Riyad Boushakar said that that was wrong.
Now, I know that when the jury finished watching that final interview, they were taken through some medical evidence in relation to two of the alleged victims. But I want to move on to the details that the jury heard about Riyad Boushakar himself, Frank, particularly about the brain surgery he underwent 2 years before the alleged attack. What was the alleged evidence there?
Yeah, this was given by Detective Sergeant Porter Cleary, one of the most senior investigating officers on the case. He was recalled to the witness box, having given some evidence in relation to Mr. Boushakar's arrest previously. And he gave evidence yesterday of Mr. Boushakar being charged after that final interview ended with the eight offences that he is now on trial for, that he has pleaded not guilty to. And under cross-examination, Detective Sergeant Cleary was asked some questions in relation to Mr. Boushakar's medical history. He accepted that he had a cognitive impairment arising from brain surgery in 2021. And due to complications from that procedure, the jury was told a part of his brain has been left particularly vulnerable. Detective Sergeant Cleary also accepted that he had a history of seizures and that his impairment had worsened after being struck in the head when members of the public intervened on that afternoon back in November of 2023. The jurors also heard he was assessed by two psychiatrists who found his impairment wasn't severe enough to give rise to a defence of criminal insanity. And while those experts had differing views in relation to his fitness to stand trial on these charges, the judge ultimately found him fit to do so, provided certain accommodations were put in place, like regular rests and an intermediary, all things that we have seen throughout the past few weeks. The jury also heard Riyad Boushakar had lived in Ireland for approximately 25 years, that he is an Irish citizen with no previous convictions, and that Gardaí believe he acted alone with no evidence that anybody else was involved in any way.
All right, and that trial continues at the Central Criminal Court. Frank, thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that. And Frank Rainey is reporting on that trial from start to finish. He's also producing a podcast called Arise, the Trial of Riyad Boushakar. It's available on Go Loud. It's every single evening you'll find a new episode of that podcast as the trial continues.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.